special guest with us this morning, Regina Lopez Whiteskunk, a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. Good morning, Regina. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and good morning.
And we're delighted to have you as our guest this morning. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. I also serve my tribe as a tribal council member. I'm a tribal leader elected to serve the membership of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. I also serve as the co-chair for the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. And it's absolutely wonderful today. I'm out here in D.C., and I have very wonderful news to share with everybody in our endeavors to seek a national monument designation for the region to help protect the antiquities of the area. And so it looks like our conversations are definitely rising to the occasion. We sent out a press release yesterday letting the public know that we will be engaging senior-level administration officials early part of July, so we'll be out here working hard to continue to seek that designation from President Obama, and that's absolutely great for us so that we can continue to educate and inspire to preserve the final resting places of our ancestors as well as our lifestyles and tradition and culture. Absolutely excited right now.
Well, that's terrific. We're glad to hear that it worked for you. Now, tell us, how much land are you going to protect with this?
We're proposing 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah, and all of which is very well documented as well as justified in regards to cultural sites and different areas that provide medicinal herbs and other areas that we can harvest wood, berries, and different types of vegetation that each of the tribes have come to use throughout the many generations.
Now, did you get much support from the people of Utah when you were trying to do this?
Not necessarily within the leadership. The leadership has been our biggest opposition. But now Native Utahns have showed a definite sign of that the support for preservation and protection is absolutely necessary. So over half of the state believes that we need to do this and in a timely manner as well.
Now, what action would you like to see President Obama do for you?
We would definitely like to see him utilize the Antiquities Act in designating the 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah as a national monument. And through that act, we would work with different agencies to help develop management plans to ensure that the Native Americans may have their traditional accesses, but also to be able to provide access to the public. We've got to remember this is public land, so not only do we need to ensure the access for Native Americans, but it has much more to offer to the public in general, and that's beyond the state constituents of Utah. Public is a very big group of people, and we all have every right to utilize the lands in the best way that we know how, and in the deepest and utmost respect as well.
Now tell us about the Antiquities Act. What is that?
The Antiquities Act is, well, originally about it was established in 1906, so it's over about 100 years old. And so what that does is it allows for the president to utilize his authority to designate lands to protect the antiquities, cultural sites for Native Americans specifically. And so he has that authority to be able to designate areas to provide that protection.
Now, if someone wanted to find out more information, where would be the best place for them to go?
The best place to go is www.bearsearscoalition.org. At that site, you'll find a petition, and we'd like to strongly encourage those who support us to sign on to that petition. We also provide maps, a full copy of the coalition's proposal, and a lot of the media coverage is also there. So if you want to learn more about how the story has been playing out in regards to the landscape and the proposal, it's a wonderful place that you can read more about this.
Well, once again, congratulations on the good news, and we hope that you'll keep us informed on what is going on.
Oh, most certainly. And again, I'd just like to thank you for having me, and it's always wonderful to continue to help educate and inspire those to read further on our journey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Regina Lopez-Whiteskunk, who's a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition.